Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you beautiful people that I love. Can you feel it? Just take a minute. Can you feel it? I'm sending it out over the airwaves to all of you. Yeah, and I'm feeling it back, baby. Okay, I'm excited because I have a great offering for you today. I have decided to relaunch Focus, Fun, and Fruition. And I haven't really done it in a long time. I know it's been up on the website available. It's an amazing 6-week program, you guys. You get guided, fun, really fun exercises, channeled information, just a lot, tons of information about how to open yourself up to love and how to use love to create and focus your love on what you want. You know, we work on this every show. Somebody comes up and brings in something where the answer is love. The answer is always love. Not the namby-pamby love, the strong, incredible force of love that we create everything with. So this launches, it's available to order today on the homepage, Focus, Fun, and Fruition. You also get two personal emails, one email where you can ask any question that you want, and I will email you back the answer from the channel, and also an email where you get your masculine, feminine belief that we just started working on last week. This is usually almost $300. We've slashed $100 off, so it's $200 payments. You know, a payment system can be set up on PayPal if you need that. It's an awesome, awesome program. So you hear something from me Monday through Friday in the morning and in the evening. So it really, really encourages you to keep on track and practice how you do it. Practice how you do it. Okay, so available now for sign up, and the launch we start on the 31st of July. I hope you take advantage of this great program. It's a great program. All right. First thing I want to bring up is the Screen Actors Guild and Writers Strike. And for those of you that are in the industry or waiting in any way for the business that you are in to take off or do better or increase your money, the channel wants to remind you that your vocation, what you do, is not the source of your income. Your consciousness is your money and abundance. Your consciousness is what creates money and abundance and flow in your life. So don't use the strike or whatever is maybe going on in your business as an excuse not to create the money and success you want. Your job is just to focus on being in alignment with all the frequencies and vibrations that create money and success. So the next thing is, they, for some reason, wanted to go to the Sound of Music, the opening number, which, you know, is, well, it stands for joy. But joy wasn't the highest word. Elation is the highest word. And the channel wants us to know that in order to live in elation, you must always come through for yourself, and you must see everyone in the world coming through for you. So that takes us back to the three pillars: how I see myself, how I see the world, how I see the world seeing me. Those three things have to be in alignment, okay? So we want to see ourselves as joyful and always coming through for us. We want to see the world as a world where it's possible for us to come through for ourselves and for everyone else to come through for us. And then we want to see a world of everyone coming through for us. And that's elation. Yeah, I can feel that one now. The core belief just came in this morning, right before the show. One of the other things I wanted to share with you, which was really interesting, is I was over doing a show with my daughter for her podcast and talking about the masculine and feminine beliefs. And she said, can we do that for the baby? And I got a no. And ultimately, what we got to is the baby is still a part of her. And the baby needs to be its own independent being existing outside of her. And then I can give her the masculine. Is that the highest understanding? Yeah, still the highest understanding. I just thought that was so freaking interesting that I wanted to share it with you. And lastly, I want to remind you, God, the universe, the creative force, what's your relationship with it? It's an important question, because you are in relationship and partnership with that energy, that entity, that being. You are in partnership in creation of what you want with that. So ask. Ask for that partnership. Ask for what you want and are creating. Okay, we're going to balance that with, we're all claiming I am love. Before we start this show, let's all get balanced. We're directing our hearts to open front and back, merge with our whole brain. We are directing our chakras to be open, balanced, repaired, spinning in the right direction. We are directing our hara lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point, so we stay in our knowing. We are, and we are connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, the highest understanding, and we all claim, I am love. And so it is. Okay, Susan, you've got a testimonial for us. What's up?
Yes, I wanted to verify what you said. Remember, I told you in our private that I was not doing the, I am so happy that money flows easily to me and all that, you know, that
yep.
Thing. Okay. I started doing that again, and I did my due diligence with filling out a form to my the Social Security Department to appeal their last decision that I wasn't receiving any money for as of next month. So I did that. I've been practicing the statement of, you know, being happy and excited and responsible with money and all that. Guess what?
What?
I turned that paperwork in on Friday. Saturday, there was money from SSI in my bank account.
Yes, I know it works, you guys. You just have to do it. Now, Susan, now don't stop doing it because you got what
yes,
you wanted
keep
to some
it up.
Degree. Keep it up. Expand it. You know?
Right.
You're always moving forward in your creation, guys. So don't hesitate. Be grateful. Be thankful. Thank, you know, your partnership that they worked with you to do this. And now, what else can you create?
Yeah, there's still a few loose ends that I have to tie up, but I'm doing that too. So, I'm doing that every time I think about it, I start saying it to myself.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that money flows easily. I'm so happy that I'm responsible. You know, I'm just so excited and I love it. So guys, oh my goodness, follow Dee's suggestion. She is right on the money.
Yeah,
this woman knows what she's talking about.
Seeing it
in my
life also. So thank you, Susan. Thank you.
And I do have one little tiny question. You said before during my session that when I did my balancing, that doing the melt, you know, opening my heart and the
you've got it in alignment now. You're doing it now. You were saying the words, but you were not in the vibration. It again, guys,
okay,
it's not about the words. Okay.
It's about feeling and knowing that it's true.
Yes.
It's about
knowing. As you believe. And when you really know, you are elated.
And I am so excited. Thank you. I love you so much, Dee. You are such a blessing. Everybody, please,
you
know, just always follow Dee's advice. She is an awesome
it's
teacher.
The channel's advice. So thank you, Susan.
Well,
thank you, darling. Yeah, we love you too. Okay, I've got an anonymous in Houston. You're on the air.
Hi, Dee. My hair keeps falling off, and I have no idea why. It's been going on for months, and I didn't worry about it. But just piles and piles and piles when I brush it. My hair's down to my butt.
Energetically give what's behind that sheet.
Awesome.
Look, give me a song, any song that comes into your little bean.
I don't know the name of it. I love you, I love you, I love you, and where you go, I'll follow. That one popped in.
Yeah. Okay. So that's pretty simple. When I say you love yourself, it goes right to know.
Really?
Yep. Really?
Huh.
So,
I just feel so much more loving toward me than ever before.
That's a true
statement.
You'll
get a yes on that.
Yep, I do get a yes on that. So hold on.
Yeah.
We're going here, 1, 2, 5. Are you judging yourself for the amount of energy you have right now?
Always. I've never had energy in my life.
Okay, well, that's what they're talking about.
Okay, so what do I do to raise the energy and also love
me
anyway?
You tell me, if you've listened to this show and follow these teachings, how do you turn that around?
I mean, other than what I'm doing, because I'm doing the, you know, I do the exercises and focus.
Just tell me. Yeah, guys, do you hear what you're saying? I do the exercises.
No, I embody them. I meditate and feel and love and focus. And as a matter of fact, one time you had me give a test.
All right, hold on. Go to your love place. That's what having lots of energy feels like. You're not doing that. And literally, it's making you, this is a metaphor, tear your hair out. Now,
okay.
You have defined yourself for years and years and years as someone who does not have enough energy. So you have to use the, see, this is exactly what Focus, Fun, and Fruition is about. You must use the force of love to turn all this around.
Okay.
Okay? To
yeah.
redefine, you are, I am, fabulous, beautiful, amazing energy. You get up every day, I'm so excited, I have all this energy. Oh my God, this energy feels great. What am I going to do with all this energy? Okay?
Yeah, so I've recently started drinking coffee. I can still do that just because I'm liking the energy I get from the coffee, but I also
yeah,
need to
no,
know that it's coming
it's
from beyond the coffee,
you.
Right?
Coffee is
which one's good for me?
Coffee is not good for you.
Oh,
you
not
can,
good. I thought you were saying good for you, good for you. Okay.
Green tea will give you energy. And coffee's not bad for everybody, but for you,
uh-huh.
it's become a crutch so that you don't have to shift your knowing about you.
That makes sense.
Okay.
I'm like, I've only been doing it a couple weeks. That makes sense. Okay.
Try green tea, okay?
Thank you, Dee.
You're welcome, darling.
Will it turn around? Will my hair start growing back when I get all this?
Well, you answer me, will it? Go to your heart.
Yes.
Okay, so you have
yes.
to stay in your knowing about that. Is there
okay.
chemically something off or physically something off? Let's start here, okay? I'm not a doctor.
Right.
I haven't even played one on TV. Okay, but energetically, that's what I get is behind it. All right, thank
awesome.
You.
Awesome.
And I have to tell you guys, you know, I've been working, I've found myself doing the during this little health scare, which, by the way, I'm fabulous, I'm fine, I'm back, everything's great. But I found myself saying, oh, my God, I'm so tired, I have no energy. And I would stop myself and go, is that going to give you the energy you want, Dee? No. Is that thought going to serve you? No. What do you want to know then, Dee? And in a couple of days, it was back. We all have to stay on top of it, guys. Creation is an ongoing, every day, in the moment, exploration and opportunity. Andrew, you're in Mumbai?
Well, yes, I am. Namaste.
Oh, my God. Namaste, sweetheart. What's up?
Hey, well, I told you on the show in May that I was moving here, and it's been a very interesting journey. I just got internet hooked up last week, and I found that there was a lot. My journey involved a lot of patience, going with the flow, and learning to deal with the legal system here, because it took me a month before I actually got the basic stuff that I needed to get sorted out legally. Friday, I was dealt with a loss. My great aunt, the last of my great aunts, passed away, but it was to be expected because she lived a wonderful life and she was 99 years old. And I was grateful that I got a chance to see her back in a few months ago. And then
okay.
yesterday morning, I woke up at 6:15 in the morning with a bunch of phone calls coming in telling me to get to set. And I got cast in my first Bollywood web series that's coming out in March.
Oh, my God, Andrew. Oh,
and I was just so shocked.
Oh, that's awesome, honey. You've been working on this for a good time. Now,
yeah,
see,
and
isn't it interesting
believe it or
you
not,
had to go to Mumbai to get your break? That's great. Okay, go ahead.
But what's interesting is I was thinking, like, this morning I was telling this new friend here, I was telling her how much I thought I was getting because I wasn't really told my rate was. It's different here, the rates that they give.
Sure.
But I talked to my agent at lunchtime, and he says, oh, you were getting this rate. And it's, like, more than double than what I had expected.
Oh, good creating, dude. Good creating.
Yeah, and I, you know, one thing I would like to pass on is it's important that we're patient with doing the work because as you keep saying, going into our heart place because trusting the process of what is there coming, because like when I was dealing with the legal stuff, I had to bite my tongue. I had to just be patient, relax, because it was just like, it's not like renting a place here. It's so different than in North America. You have to go to a lawyer, and then I also have to go to the police station, and but everything worked out. And I was expecting that I wouldn't get a role for like a couple of months, and I ended up getting one like after a month. And I'm like, oh my God, the universe had my back since day one of arriving in Mumbai. On top of that, because the first place that I had booked to stay in, it was not the best solution. I ended up staying with someone just outside of Mumbai. And I found this fabulous place on the 16th floor with a view towards Mumbai. So I have a nice little view outside my patio.
That's it. What an amazing call, Andrew. Do you remember one of our first privates where one of your opening lines was, D, I'm just lost? Do you remember that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I think that being in Toronto, it sort of dissipated the energy. Like, I was drained energetically because when I went to Switzerland back in February, March, my energy picked up, and even our lovely dear friend Mary pointed out to me, well, you were just so energetic when I was over there. And sometimes when our energy is low, it could be the place where you're in as well. And we don't realize that sometimes.
No, that I've got to stop you. Wherever you go,
okay,
there you are. Now, that doesn't mean that it's not easier to let go and be in bliss in Hawaii than it is in inner city New York. And that's what all the great teachings are about. Where do you find your peace and your knowing within you? Within you, guys. It all starts within you. And I have to move on, Andrew, but I am celebrating for you so much. You did the work. You know, I know we did. I don't know, were you on the year subscription?
No, I haven't done a year subscription with you yet.
Well,
we did
several, I know, that we worked on opening up your career and moving you forward. And I'm just, hallelujah, honey. You go
yeah,
get it.
Well, anyways,
have a great time.
Yeah, namaste. Bye.
Bye-bye, honey. Oh, I'm loving this call. Okay, Phyllis, what's up? Phyllis, you there?
Somebody unmuted me.
Move on, sorry. New Mexico, you're on.
Is this, am I on?
Yes, you're on.
Oh, great. Hi, Dee. Thanks so much.
Hi, baby.
And thanks so much to Andrew. Oh, it's so, you know, I don't think before hearing these calls, I ever knew what real joy was or excitement. And it's just so enlivening and empowering and inspiring. I'm just so grateful.
Yep. And it's available
to
every single one of us, guys. And it has to start within every single one of us. All right, you got a question, baby Kate?
Yeah, I do. We've talked about me filing this document so that I can renew my ownership of my property here in New Mexico and or get money for it with the bank. And I have there are two different documents I could choose. I could choose a reply to response, but I decided to do this other document. It's entitled a complaint. I call it something else in my mind as I fill it out. And I would just, I'm questioning whether what people to include in it. It means I include automatically Wells Fargo and its attorney and their servicing agent. But I'm wondering if I should include the homeowners association also. And
hold on.
Yeah.
Certainly not a lawyer, but hold on. Are we asking the highest and most correct question? So your question is, should you include the homeowners association?
Right.
Do we need to add? I get a yes, Johanna.
I do too.
Okay, trust yourself.
Well, here is the thing is, you know, we talked about how I was afraid of opposition, and I'm going to oppose the people where my home is, but they've been opposing me for 16 years. And so I think it's important that I stand up, even if it means I can't live there and need to sell it because of that opposition.
Okay, stop there. You don't want to take that into your creation.
Okay.
At all. That
okay.
negates. Is that thought going to get you what you want?
No. Thank you so much for bringing that up. And
yeah.
I haven't been there. I just, you know, yeah. I have been there. I was just there. I mean, obviously. And so I'm completing this. I'm working on this in the next few days and completing it. And then on the 24th, I'm driving back to Florida with a friend from Florida. And I just also wanted to confirm that is, you know, I can get everything done and continue with that plan.
Well, literally what the channel said right off the bat is that's up to you.
Okay.
So, again, you don't want to go into doubt while you're creating what you want, guys, because the doubt cancels out your clear direction and frequency that you're sending out to the universe.
Yeah, it's like when you explain it like that, it's just like this resistance to the joy. Because when I'm in doubt, I really feel the joy.
Yes, and that's what's going to get you what you want, is
yes.
the joy.
Yeah.
So be conscious to always bring yourself back there, okay?
Dee, I cannot tell you how much freedom I have felt from last week with the parents' core beliefs and just working on this. It's like everything has shifted. I'm doing things instead
yeah.
of...
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's
Thank
exactly
you so
what's
much.
Happening to me, too.
Yes, and
it's what I said to Gabrielle is that I feel, because, you know, I'm doing it with you guys, I feel so much more alive and so much more energy since I've been doing
yeah.
the masculine feminine. You know, which is also why the channel said you should relaunch this Focus, Fun, and Fruition again. Because I haven't done it in a long time. And it's a really great program. All right, Johanna, thank you, baby. Keep focused on what you want and do it from your love place. Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay, guys. Diana in New York, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
It's been a while. I've been listening. I heard the call where you were giving everybody, you know, I think it was the parental
yes.
IDF patterns. I've been trying to get the IDF patterns of perfection replay, but my system dropped all of my purchases out of your website. So
Hold on. Have you contacted Lauren about that?
Yep. I did.
Has she gotten back to you?
She's working on it with IT. So no, not trying to place any blame. Just interesting dynamics happening that.
Okay, well, let's find out why. And interestingly enough, it has to do. They're saying if you look over the patterns in your life, you will see the highest words are things dropping out or dropping off throughout your life. Not being completed. People not getting back to you. People not getting messages. Whatever it is. And it's from your mother and father beliefs. So I'm going to give them to you right now. You have a pencil? Okay.
I do. Yep.
Okay. Your mother's belief. Not this page. Here. I do not have permission to love who I am. Now, I encourage all of you, whenever you get these beliefs, do not go to your mind. Because your mind will go, well, that doesn't make any sense. These are patterns and belief systems that have been passed down from your mother's side from the beginning of the genealogy. Okay?
Yep.
I do not have permission to love who I am. So if I'm not going to love who I am, why would I give me what I want? Why would I make it easy to move forward? Oh, I'll just lose all the things in my account, giving you a simple explanation. So, of course, the positive is I just love giving me permission to love who I am. I love who I am. It's so exciting to love who I am. Okay. Your father's. Here.
Okay.
Hold on. This one. Everybody's balancing. But I have to leave to be safe before they leave me. Actually, it's the opposite. Everybody has to leave me in order to keep me safe. Again, so things drop out. You get left. Okay? So I'm so excited that all energy and all people stay with me and work with me and create with me all the time.
That makes total sense.
Okay.
I do have, sorry, one other clarifying question.
That's all right. Go ahead.
When I think of feeling excited, I have a love place. I have excitement's very difficult for me. When I
sure,
hear you,
because you don't have permission to love who you are. That's why you can't feel the excitement around it. So that's going to shift. If you do this as many times a day with excitement and love for a week, let's just try it, Diana. What do you say?
Oh, I'm totally into trying it. I'll put as much excitement as I can muster. I'll do it. Yeah, I do this practice.
All right, well, let's add that to it. And it's so easy for me to feel excited about this. See? If you want something, create it with excitement and love, guys.
Yep.
Not, but I don't have. Okay, good. You got it. Thank you, darling.
Thank you. Yeah, bye-bye.
Well, wasn't that interesting? It was for me. Kate, New Mexico, you're on.
Hey, hello.
Hi, baby.
I have been house-sitting, and I've really been everywhere, and I've been, like, out in nowhere and felt fine. But something about this house, every night about 9 o'clock, when I'm getting ready for bed, I feel scared. And it's not the neighborhood or the house.
No, it's not you. Well, everything's us.
I understand. Through me, yeah.
There is an energy. Now, let me preface this by saying there is no good energy. There is no bad energy. Energy is neutral. But someone who was in the house before left fearful energy.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is go, hi, I hear you. You can go back to the light anytime you want. Let me help you. I direct you to be free, to go back to the light, to be turned back into light, never to affect this house or me ever again. You are free. Did you ever see that movie, God? I can't even read. And the little boy was kind of dealing with this in the movie. And finally, somebody in the movie says, well, have you asked it what it wants?
And
it wants to be free, guys. You want to be free. Your little child wants to be free.
Mm-hmm.
All energy wants to be free to recreate itself in a positive, joyous, happy, loving way. All energy wants that.
So a doubt came up. So this helps me know that I've done this already. I mean, I knew this and I did this. And then I realized there's a doubt that I have the power to do this. That I think I have to call somebody. I have to call an energy healer, house specialist to freedom. And
well,
so there you go. Then I went, oh, wait a minute. Why do I think I can't do this myself?
Good. Good realization, Kate, because that's what this work is all about.
Yeah.
We are our own creators. And I want you to know, and the channel wants you to know, it's already been released. It's already back to the light.
Oh, phew. Thank you.
Okay. Now, if you have the habit at 9 o'clock of going there, you just state, Kate, that energy's already released. It's already back in the light. You are safe and secure in this world. And then go to sleep. Okay. But the gift that you got out of this is exactly what you mentioned. Oh, yeah. I have a belief that I don't have the power to do this, which is, of course, the core of all this work. Now, that doesn't mean we don't partner with God, the universe, the creative force.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
For me, it was the thought of paying somebody, that I have to pay someone who knows more than me, does more than me, to do this. So that, for me,
you didn't and you don't.
I didn't. Yeah,
you didn't,
wonderful.
And you don't. Okay.
Great.
But I want you all to clarify for yourself, what's your relationship with God, the creative force? Yeah, what's your relationship? Because that's what's important. You're partners in this creation process.
Yeah, not equal. The word not equal came up.
Well, everything's energy, honey.
Yeah.
And again, you're in charge of defining whether you're equal or not. And as you believe, you get to experience it in embodiment. So I would choose to believe that you are, and that you are in partnership with the greatest creative force in the world. And you are also the greatest creative force in the world. Because in embodiment, from my understanding from the channel, we're here to learn that we are co-creators. And so we have to be clear and ask for what we want. If the universe, God, can partner with us. Okay. Thank you, darling.
Woohoo. Yeah,
woohoo
the
indeed.
Religion.
Sorry, baby, I got to go. But yes, you know, religion is mostly limitation. Wow, did I actually say that? Megan, in North Carolina,
yes,
you're on. Hi, sweetheart.
Hey, how are you? Calling in to get my mom and dad's limiting beliefs.
Okay. So your mother's this page here. 5, 6. I'm not supposed to be here, and I don't belong.
Okay.
And your father's here. If it's good for me, I will not like it. So, I'm so excited that I'm supposed to be here and I belong. And everything that's good for me, I just love it. Bring it on.
Okay. Yeah, that's great.
Now, as many times a day, with as much love and excitement for a week. And you guys are going to get back to me now. I'm going to stop doing this.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Iris in Philadelphia, you're on.
Hi, Dee Wallace.
Hi, Miss Iris. What's up?
I'm calling to get my mother and father IVF pattern, please.
Okay. Your mother's this page. 38. I betray me and God betrays me.
Okay.
So the positive of that, and this was mine also, is I'm so excited I always come through for me. Because if you come through for me, the God of you comes through for you also. Okay?
Okay.
And the Father here. You don't have time for me, so I'm leaving you. And that's that you in that statement is the world.
Yeah.
So I'm so excited. I always come through for myself, and I'm so excited the world always has time for me, and we create together. Okay?
Awesome. I can really feel that one.
Yeah. Yeah. You will start feeling, and the more you do it, the more joyfully it takes your energy over. It's I found it really fascinating what happened to me. Well, literally by the end of the first day.
Oh, so excited. Well, I wanted to tell you, last weekend, before I had listened to the Sunday show and before I had listened to the IDF replay, I got two, like, beliefs that were coming up around this feeling of stuckness. And I love what you said about you are never stuck. It's your belief systems that are stuck. Love that. Love that. I'm going to put that on the fridge.
Well,
that
goes along with I betray myself. Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because if you think you are stuck, that is a betrayal to your creation. Got it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you. Good for you. Good for you doing the work, baby. Awesome. Thank you for calling in. Woohoo! Okay, Lee, what's up, baby cakes?
Hi! Woohoo! It's me. Oh, what a great call, eh? Okay, so I was calling in to let you know that I did the work from last week's call.
Yes.
And it was really exciting because it just... You know how when you get an awakening, it feels like a boom?
Oh, yes, I do.
And I just, it just was like a boom, like a huge shift of energy just went boom. And how you started this call today, I've been singing that song for a couple of mornings, Praise with Elation, Morning is Broken. And I just found out it was a Christmas carol.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. It was a Christmas carol. It's a really old Scottish Christmas carol.
Huh. Well, that makes me even happier because I love Christmas. You guys know I'm a fanatic on Christmas. And
rightfully so.
Yeah. Christmas definitely is one of my happy places. You know, and I just want to give a shout out to my dad. I talk so much about my beautiful mother, but my dad, with all of his challenges with alcoholism and everything, he taught us so much about the joy of family, of celebration, of Christmas. So thanks, Dad. Shout out to you here today. Yeah, it's... you know, guys, I want you to read my e-blast that comes out tomorrow. It's some very personal stuff that I wrote about what this journey has been about my grandson and some huge ahas that came through for me. And it's a very personal sharing, so I hope you guys can read it tomorrow. Lee, did you have a question, darling?
No, you've answered them all, and I'm just so grateful to be a part of this community and to be co-creating this beautiful world that we see supporting us all in peace, harmony, laughter, love, integrity, truthfulness, dignity, beauty, equanimity, power, and potency through divine love.
Like that claim. We're very lucky to have you in the community, Lee. Thank you for your joy, sweetheart. Love you. Okay, I think I've got time to get one more in. Allie in Connecticut, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
Allie used to live in New York. 4 months ago, I had a bad injury, and I didn't think I was going to stay on Earth. And what happened ultimately was my daughter took charge, and she hasn't seen every kind of doctor in the world. I'm on medications for high blood pressure. I've never taken medicine in my life, and everything's so foggy. She keeps saying, Mom, don't you remember this just happened? I'm not remembering friends' names, and it's...
Okay, Allie.
Yeah.
So... definitely not a doctor. I will give you the energetic. There's two core beliefs that you need to get into alignment. First of all, this isn't a core belief. The first thing that they're giving me is you're not allowing the medication to work for you harmoniously. And so... you really need to read the e-blast tomorrow. Do you get my e-blast on Monday?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Because it's all about it's okay to ask. And, guys, I work with a lot of you that are adamant about, well, I'm not going to take any medication, and I don't want to take any medication. I want you to open yourself right now, Allie, and direct that my body is right now in the process of perfect health, and I allow all the help and creation in the highest way. and we claim I am love. That's the first thing. The second thing is a core belief here, here. Some energy has to die before I am the creation of new energy. In this case, what that means is you have to kill off or fix whatever's wrong for you before you can create health. That's not the way it works. Creating is not fixing. Fixing keeps your brain focused on what you do not want. Worry keeps your brain focused on what you don't, okay? So write this down. Right now, I am creating clarity, health, abundance, love, and joy, period. This is who I am, period. Do you prefer the word God or creative force?
Creative force.
Creative force, please. You are my partner in this. Partner with me now in this creation. And then that, I want you to make sure you go to your love place and feel the love around that before you claim it. I want you to see the light within you lighting up in the creation of those positive statements. Use the light within you to heal yourself. Okay?
Thank you. That's exactly what I needed.
Good. All right. And I am clear every day you get up. Today I know and I'm clear. I am clarity. I am memory. Direct what you want. All right, baby?
Yes, thank you, Dave.
You bet. Feel better, sweetheart. All right, guys, I'm way over. Go to your love place. Please check out Fun Focus and Fruition. Go to your love place, and let's all claim this together. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more, because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.